com. Talk Live, you get to take control of the airwaves, should you wish. You may do so by dialing toll-free at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We've been recounting and recapping, for those of you just tuning in, throughout most of the program tonight, what happened in court. We spent the whole day, from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., that's a whole court day. Inside this courtroom, there was a short, hour-long break for lunch, but otherwise it was all court all the time. It was the Robin Hooding trial, the Robin Hooding evidentiary hearing, which is actually, in point of fact, not the full trial. I don't know how it will differ from the full trial, but this evidentiary hearing, as it is called, is going to be a full three-day experience, if today is any indicator of how the next day is going to go. They literally spent the entire first hour on the first witness.
No, they spent the first half of the day
on the
first witness.
She did resume testifying after lunch, right?
Yes, okay. For about an hour after lunch. Jeez.
It was an incredible experience. CopBlock.org's Pete Ayer was on the stand. He was this hired gun private attorney that the state had brought in at who knows how much money per hour, this attorney did not know how to handle. I mean, he was trying to be real tough with Pete and trying to badger him with questions. And Pete, of course, is a thoughtful, patient, caring individual who wasn't standing for this. And Pete questioned the attorney back, and he questioned a lot of the concepts the attorney was throwing out
there. The judge was actually questioning Pete at one point, right?
Yes, actually.
Yes.
The judge did have a couple questions.
What is how do they get to do that exactly?
They do what they want to do.
Well, when someone is pro se, they don't get to redirect questions to themselves after the cross-examination.
Okay.
So if there's anything the judge wants to hear from that person, the judge can then ask
a question.
All right,
thank you for clearing that up, because I didn't entirely understand.
And at one point, the attorney asks Pete about the social compact.
Yes.
Now, the way he inquired on this was as though Pete was on board. Like, even after Pete had already
agree with me that,
right,
there's this social compact that society comes together and does certain things.
You give up some of your rights in return
for the good of society. You agree with that, don't you?
In sales, we call that a tie-down.
Mm.
Wouldn't you agree that we have to give up some kind of rights in order to live together?
And, of course, Pete's answer was, no, I've never signed that. Can you show it to me? So this is some brilliant stuff that happened in court today. And, of course, Daryl was making notes the entire time.
Yes.
What other points did you want to highlight from today?
Okay, so the couple of things that I found really interesting actually go all the way back to close to the beginning of the day. With Linda,
the parking enforcer.
I guess it wasn't actually the beginning of the day. It was somewhere midway of her testimony, because I'm looking and it shows, according to Twitter, this tweet was sent out 9 hours ago.
Most of the beginning stuff was boring, like where you work, how long you
worked
there, questions.
Well, there was the question about the buffer zone that the prosecution wants. Or it's claimed that the parking enforcers want of, we want you to stay 50 feet is what's in the initial request, but they've modified that.
Now it's 30 feet.
But the modification hasn't been accepted. That's not actually what they're arguing for, but that's what they claim they're arguing for. But John Meyer asked the question of,
that's our defense attorney,
how wide is the sidewalk? And she said,
I don't know.
Maybe 4 to 6 feet. I don't know. Okay, so if someone crosses next to you and they're going the opposite direction on the sidewalk,
as happens hundreds of times,
is it safe to say that they would be within 2 to 3 feet of you? Yeah, most likely. And are there some places in downtown that the restaurants have outside seating? Yes. Okay, so if you get this injunctive relief to where these people cannot be within 50 feet of you, is there any place downtown that someone could be all day where they would not run the risk of violating that buffer zone?
Right, because they're constantly moving around, right?
Yes.
The question was, could someone stand in one place in downtown and not violate this, if it were created, buffer zone, the 50-foot zone around the parking
And course. Then the prosecution objected and said, that's not what we're asking for. We're only wanting them to not do certain things within the buffer zone. But that's not what their initial request says.
That's right. They just introduced that change this morning at trial.
And Linda also admitted that she was never trained to learn what people's rights are.
That's correct. It's not part of the job.
No. It's so ridiculous. They don't swear an oath to the Constitution. They don't care anything about. They don't learn anything about rights.
Even the ones that do swear an oath don't care anyway.
No. Yeah. And then Linda said that if this injunctive relief thing goes through, then she would have no problem. She would prefer that it not happen. But she would have no problem with people videotaping her and taunting her from a distance of over 30 feet. But she admitted earlier that she doesn't like being videotaped
at all
from any distance.
Right.
So which is it?
Well, like you said, she doesn't want that to happen, but she'd reluctantly be okay with it because, well, that's the only
right,
thing
but
she
she's
can
not
get.
Okay with it now.
Right.
And it's still in her job description that she's to put up with harassment.
Ultimately, this is all the city people trying to argue that free speech doesn't belong in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, that's really what the baseline of all this is they don't like it.
You
when
can
people
plug a meter. But don't plug a meter anywhere near a parking enforcer.
Yeah.
You can taunt the parking enforcers. Just don't do it anywhere near them. And it's only taunting if you call them by name. That's what Linda said. She said that the only time she was ever taunted, once by James, who said, poor, poor Linda,
and James
you're
denies
stealing
that.
Money from the city.
Yep.
Yeah, James denies it and says that it's probably an activist that used to live here that now lives in New York.
Right.
And one time, Graham said something and called her by name. So the only time she was ever taunted is when somebody called her Linda.
Yeah. And this is the one who's the most grumpy of the parking enforcers. The other female enforcer, Jane, is generally friendly to the Robin Hooder. So it'll be even more interesting when she gets up on the stand and testifies, which who knows when that's going to happen.
We're
here into September for whenever the next hearing is going to be, and that hasn't even been announced yet. So they've got to figure out between the two attorneys and the court, you know, what the schedules are going to look like. And boy, man, what a day. I mean, it was just an incredible day. And now, of course, the Bearcat thing's happening in Concord. Maybe we'll hear an update on that before the end of the show. Justin is on the line. Listening in Pittsburgh. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I heard over the most recent commercial break in the news segment, they were talking about the regulation that New York is trying to put on the Bitcoin. And I don't know why I'm surprised about it, but I'm kind of surprised that nobody else is throwing their arms up over this because, I mean, it didn't take real long for them to try and get in on it, but I guess I didn't really see them coming after it this quickly.
I've got the story here from betabeat.com. The New York Department of Financial Services has issued subpoenas to a variety of New York-based Bitcoin enterprises, including Coinbase, Coinsetter, and BitInstant, in an effort to collect more information about the booming virtual currency. This could lead to increased state regulation as the department works to determine if Bitcoin companies should be regulated like other money transmission companies and or be held to a separate set of standards. In a memo published by the New York Department of Financial Services, department head states they have launched an inquiry into Bitcoin with the hopes of developing regulations that can stymie the currency's black market use and safeguard consumers.
So New York's financial laws are more important than, say, Texas's, or certainly more than Wyoming or Oklahoma. If New York comes up with a law, it's liable to turn into boilerplate across the nation.
Okay, so if you want, Justin, you can stand by. We'll continue the discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This may be a problem for the companies based in New York, but it's not going to be a problem for Bitcoin. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will return with more. Your calls are welcome. You don't have to talk about court. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls about whatever you want, and that allows you to change the whole direction of the show. 855-450-FREE, as our last caller just did. He dropped off the line during the break, but we are going to continue the discussion on his topic, and that is that Bitcoin is perhaps to be regulated by the state of New York, their Department of Financial Services. We'll tell you what their proposal or a little bit more about that here in a moment. Also, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options there. including broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of streaming the show. Of course, you can download archives going back for years, but the streams are the last show, the most recent episode airing 24 hours a day. You can get those for free at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, radio stations, over 120 radio stations. Actually, there's four more that I just have been so busy with other activism, I honestly haven't taken the time to add to our list. We've already said hello to them all on the air. I've just been slacking at this, but I promise you, this week, I will add our new stations to our affiliate list. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can see 120 of them right now. You can also look at our satellite listening options, which include XM, and we've got Free to Air, which is available all across North and Central America. And Free to Air, by the way, is brought to you by Bitcoin. We've got webcam you can watch, listen to. We've also got the listen line to light a call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plenty of ways to get tuned in to Free Talk Live. And you can go to Free Talk Live, listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
We're just talking about Bitcoins here, and I think it's worth pointing out at this point that among the most secure online Bitcoin wallets is the wallet you can get from blockchain.info. Now, it's also among the most convenient because you can have an app for an iPhone or an Android and access your Bitcoins either from your laptop or from your phone just as easily. The interface is great and it works really well. I enjoy it for that purpose. I've had Bitcoin apps for my phone that will hold Bitcoins on my phone, but if I drop my phone into the ocean, my Bitcoins are gone. Unless I had backed them up in some way or another, but it, you know, just a lot easier to have the blockchain.info app. And they've got encryption techniques that work right in the browser that disallow blockchain or the FBI or the NSA or the New York Financial Services Board or whatever they are, any of those people, from having access to your money. And if you're careful, they can't know how much money you're sending or receiving. The blockchain wallet even has tools to allow you to send or receive your Bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. There was recently, it's been fixed now, but recently a flaw found or a weakness found that if you were generating your Bitcoin addresses through any Bitcoin Android app, that those addresses can be compromised because they weren't sufficiently randomized. So if any app that was using Android, you're going to want to you're going to want to get some new addresses, basically.
Interesting. I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Nor had I.
All right, so speaking of Bitcoin, we actually had Justin on the line, and he just happened to call back in. So Justin is back with us, listening in Pittsburgh. You had brought up this news out of New York State, Justin, that the Department of Financial Services is inquiring into Bitcoin with the alleged hopes of developing regulations that they say will stymie the currency's black market use. Yeah, right. And safeguard consumers. Personally, I don't understand how any amount of state regulation is going to safeguard consumers. It's like saying that because the Federal Reserve issues cash, that everybody's safe from robbery. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Justin?
Well, I think it's just another example of Big Brother trying to stick their hands into people's pockets, and we found a way to go around using their fiat currency, and now they think they're going to get their hands into it too. I think we need to, I don't know, I think people need to be up in arms about this.
I think that people do need to be, I agree with you, but unfortunately these people that run the companies that we're talking about here, a lot of these guys, and I don't know, I'm not going to say who, but some of the people running some of these companies that they're talking about regulating are very, very open to that idea. They see themselves as wanting to be regulated. I'm only telling you this because I overheard conversations at a party at the Bitcoin convention that happened this year. I went to a party and I heard the founders of some of these companies talking about this. And, oh, God, they were just basically like salivating. They were salivating over being regulated because they feel like they're going to be the good old boys.
Lobby money and everything else. If they allow regulations, they're going to be looking at all the greased palms that they could ever ask for.
So that's unfortunate, but that's a reality. You know, there are people who embrace the government regulation because they see it as protectionism, which is what it is, and they see that they believe that if they just, you know, jump through the hoops, that they will be protected from the upstarts in the business, which, of course, doesn't make sense for Bitcoin because there's no way to stop a Bitcoin business from existing. There's no way to stop an offshore competitor from springing up and offering a variety of services that compete with these other guys. Maybe it'll help them in New York State, but that's about it. But states don't matter when it comes to Bitcoin because Bitcoin's an international currency. It's not based anywhere. So right. I predict that this is not going to do anything besides actually hurt the companies that that are involved here. But we'll see,
yeah,
I guess, over time.
I buy my Bitcoins through them.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, right? So, you know, they're inquiring into this. But there you have it.
Justin, hopefully those companies will wind up moving out of New York.
If they want to avoid being controlled. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let me give you a little bit more from this story over at betabeat.com about the Department of Financial Services investigating. So in addition to making sure Bitcoin companies comply with already existing financial services rules, the department's considering drawing up rules that apply specifically to the virtual currency market. According to their memo, quote, DFS is also considering whether it should issue new regulatory guidelines specific to virtual currencies rather than simply apply existing money transmission regulations. As such, we can also move forward with new guidelines that are tailored to the unique characteristics of virtual currencies. We believe that for a number of reasons, putting in place appropriate regulatory safeguards for virtual currencies will be beneficial to the long-term strength of the virtual currency industry. Do you believe that one?
I'm very interested in how the Bitcoin market's going to react. This was obvious. This was coming. I'm completely unsurprised. I am a little surprised that it happened as quickly as it did, but okay. I wondered when it was coming, and I'm interested to see what happens. Bitcoin is a powerful currency for human freedom, and it's possible that these geniuses that are involved in Bitcoin could very well tell this New York Financial Regulatory Board to go take a long walk off a short pier, and they may make all kinds of different ways to get around these things. Or they could comply, and Bitcoin exchanges, I mean, certainly the largest Bitcoin exchanges are going to comply. They're going to comply.
What I fear is that knowing how the legislators are in the state of New York, and knowing how they are in other places, I fear that they would wind up writing something in such a rash, you know, hurried way that they actually outlaw online banking in a similar manner to the way the Florida legislature outlawed
computers,
the internet in Florida.
More coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up your thoughts on Bitcoin and its future, or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp U.S.
USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So the New York bureaucrats are looking at regulating Bitcoin. Are you scared? Do you think this is going to affect the Bitcoin world at all? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can, of course, bring us anything that you would like. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site. And if you have a smartphone, you can access it by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's M as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for common legal documents, the place to go is LegalZoom.com. They've got common legal documents there that people trust. They've been accepted in more than in all 50 states and, frankly, in other places around the world, too. And they're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. Fortune magazine calls them blessedly simple. And you can get documents like wills, prenups, divorce papers, immigration, bankruptcy, copyrights, whatever you need, incorporation papers. You can get it all at LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Now, according to the story over at BetaBeat.com, the New York bureaucrats, in this case the Department of Financial Services, is threatening to create new regulations specific to virtual currencies. As you pointed out, Mark, these could become boilerplate, meaning that if some other state government decides they want to regulate Bitcoin because they want to get a piece of the action, they want to get some cash out of the deal, they may just decided to copy and paste the New York regulations. Of course,
isn't that how most legislation winds up going?
Yeah.
Once one place passes something that becomes, you know, popular, other places just copy and paste whatever it is,
and control
change
F
the little RSA number, the statute number,
and then find and replace New York and replace it with Florida.
Yes,
or whatever. Yeah, that's pretty common. In fact, as I understand it, there are groups of attorneys who make it their job to write this stuff.
Yes.
So that's what they're proposing. According to BetaBeat.com, for now, the department will be collecting information about Bitcoin and how New York's companies are using it to help spearhead their investigation. Most Bitcoin enterprises BetaBeat has spoken to in the past emphasize they're not opposed to regulation and instead are open to working with regulators to help destigmatize the virtual currency. Coinsetter CEO Jaron Lukasiewicz told the journal, quote, "It's an opportunity for companies in our space to open up a much-needed dialogue with regulators. Most companies are working to legitimize Bitcoin and want to build bridges that help regulators understand and support these financial innovations." And this is kind of the standard line from these companies that want this regulation. They want the regulation because they know what it means. They know it means they're going to have some level of protection from upstarts who want to enter the business, at least in their particular geographic area.
Right. They're first to market. They deserve all the business is really the thought process.
It's a common viewpoint.
And what it does is the protection it provides is for the business, not for the consumer.
Right.
The consumer is protected by competition in the sphere and by new people bringing in new ideas. That's where innovation occurs, and that's where customers, disruption is a good term in business. And what we want is it is constant disruption for whomever the old guys are in the business,
yeah.
Whether they're old or not, but the old business is in the business.
Well, in Bitcoin, 2 years is old.
Yeah, and disruption means better customer service, new and better things for the customer. You know what needs some disruption? Cell phones. Disruption, all government monopolies.
But cell phones are regulated by the state, and it's hard as hell to build a new cell phone tower because every little town has to get their piece, or they have to be, acceded to in some way or shape or form.
You basically have to rent it from the old guys.
So this is, what they do here is they kind of coat what they're doing, which is, attempting to control another industry, and they cloak it in these terms about, oh, well, we're just trying to help the consumer. This is just, we're just here to do good things.
The Consumer Protection Act.
Yeah. And then this Jaron Lukasiewicz, he says that, we just need to legitimize Bitcoin because the government is legitimate. And, of course, legit is there's a root word there, legal.
Legal.
So to legitimize is to legalize, is to turn into the legal system, essentially.
That's one reason that I don't really like the thought of making gold or silver legal tender.
Mm, sure.
I just want all legal tender laws to be abolished.
Right. Let the market decide what the tender or whatever should be, what the currencies should be. But when I was at this party at the Bitcoin convention and overhearing, and I mean directly overhearing, I was standing at this conversation, just quietly listening. Didn't say a word.
This totally is Ian to me. This is what Ian would do. He'd just stand there and kind of smile and sip on his little drink.
And I came back and I reported everything to you, didn't I?
Have an umbrella in it?
No, not at this particular event. But I was just quietly observing what it was that they were saying. And I don't think I should name the names. I really don't think I should. But
I don't think there's any point in it.
Yeah, but because I don't, I also don't know if the other guy, like there was the one guy who was throwing the party that was so drunk that he was, just blah, 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 just talking about all how great he thought regulation was and how bad the Bitcoin, what was it, the Bitcoin consortium? Who was it that threw the
foundation?
The Bitcoin Foundation, thank you. The Bitcoin Foundation, oh, there are just a bunch of money launderers involved with them, he says. And so, he's really proud of how regulated his business already is and that he checks out his customers for potential terrorism. And, he's really proud of doing all these things.
So he's doing the white hat stuff. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
There's room for it, and I don't have a problem with this stuff. I expect regulation to occur.
I have a problem with people who ask for that stuff.
But I want to know, because Bitcoin's such a disruptive technology, I don't think it matters. I think that you can regulate the hell out of Bitcoin, and it still doesn't matter.
Hold on. I don't think Mark is saying that he would necessarily do business with somebody that wants, give me your fingerprints and DNA sample. I need a sperm count, a stool sample, everything else. But if somebody wants to do that and then voluntarily go through that, what do I care? If the guy down the street wants to voluntarily give up all of his freedom to Bank of America, as long as there's no regulation saying that everybody has to give up freedom to this company.
But the problem is the regulations do apply to everybody in a given geographic landmass.
Self-regulation, which is what this guy's, the guy at the party, he's like, you know, I have these regulations in place for my business.
Well, no. He wants more regulation of the entire industry to occur. I mean,
what I have a problem with. Right. But if some guy wants to be a little petty tyrant with his own business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying. But that's not how it works. Like, all the guys that like regulation want everybody to be regulated. True. And all the regulators want everybody to be regulated. And unfortunately, most business owners are too, you know, chicken to put their business on the line to make a stand for this. So everybody else just goes along with it because they're afraid of going to prison or having their business shut down. And who can blame them for that? So ultimately, the people like this push for control that ends up controlling everybody.
Right. That's what I have the problem with. Yeah. But if this guy just wants to be a petty tyrant with his business,
that's not what he wants.
And not force it on other people, I don't care.
He wants to force it on everybody else because what's the point? If you're just going to do it to yourself, then it doesn't make any sense from his perspective. His perspective is, we need to, like this guy in this article saying from CoinSitter, we need to legitimize the industry, which means we want to jump through whatever hoops the regulators put up. They were working on forming a interest group that would be basically the regulate us group. And so this group would be a nonprofit corporation. That's existence would essentially be to advocate for regulations. It would be made up of these businesses who are willing to be regulated. And then also, this group would not allow in any business that would not allow itself to be regulated. So it would be kind of like a consortium or, a cartel.
An opt-in regulation group.
Yeah. And it's bad. I mean, it's just bad news from top to bottom. So people need to be aware that that stuff is out there. And ultimately, if New York State is successful at this, then it'll be really bad for businesses trying to do Bitcoin business in New York State. Because if New York State government bureaucrats come in and say, hey, you're regulated now, and that means you've got to give us 1% of every transaction or 5% of every transaction.
Yep, that's what's
next. It's going to instantly make those businesses out. You know, they're not going to, you can't compete. The Bitcoin businesses are constantly cutting each other on rate.
Right.
So these New York guys won't be able to hack it. We're coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you would like. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we share with you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? One way you can do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the link you'll find there, and there's some other stores there that you can enter as well. But you enter Amazon and Free Talk Live, we'll get a portion of your purchase price. I had a couple books recommended to me recently by somebody who's visiting New Hampshire, and they sounded so good. In fact, one of them I knew was very good, Peace Pilgrim. I have not read the book, but I read her pamphlet. Was it good?
Yeah.
All right, so I got that one on the way. And another one, and I got like an HDMI cable for $4. So you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can load up with whatever you need to get. They've even got groceries at Amazon. So Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. I did find the answer courtesy of Jay, one of our listeners online. He found the Massachusetts Divorce Lawyer blog with a question: why does my lawyer call opposing counsel brother or sister in court? Answer: you might hear your lawyer often refer to opposing counsel in court as brother or sister. This does not mean they're biologically brothers and sisters. It is polite and customary for lawyers to address fellow members of the bar as brothers or sisters of the bar. It's done out of respect rather than a formal rule. Now, I hadn't heard it until today.
Nor have I.
It just struck me as strange when it happened. And it is one of those things that kind of draws your attention to the fact that these guys, you know, they're members of the same club. Now, our attorney in the court today for the Robin Hood hearing, which, by the way, if you're looking for the video, be patient. It's going to take me a while to get it online. Hopefully sometime tomorrow it'll be up. But, you know, these guys are opposing each other in the court and appear to be on opposite sides. But when one of them calls the other his brother and does it more than once, it's just got a weird flavor to it. It's like, what? You're supposed to be opposing one another.
Reminded me of Hulk Hogan back in the 80s, where he called all of his
brother,
I'm coming after you, brother. What are you going to do, brother, with these 24-inch pythons? Get a hold of you, brother.
Well, I think you got to love that guy. He's still the same, too, right? Like, he's still got the same shtick.
And his daughter is really hot.
I have no idea. I haven't seen her.
Brooke Hogan.
I'll tell you. You say her name, it doesn't help. I think that to some extent it might be a technique to throw off the opposing side. If you use this terminology, I mean, they're playing a game. Lawyers are playing a game. And
it's court, after all.
There's going to be a winner, and there's going to be a loser. And that's one of the really sad things about the system, this adversarial system that we have. People call it the best in the world. They don't really show much evidence for it. And if it is the best in the world, it can still be improved. I think that it's a game, and they're just trying to throw off the opponent in whatever way they can.
And mentioning about winners and losers, that's one of the things that Pete pointed out during his testimony was, hey, listen, we tried to get together with the city's attorney, and he would not meet with us to have formal negotiations.
Right, they want nothing
to try to settle this thing before coming here. That's why I call this place Legal Land, because that's what it is.
Yep.
So these attorneys, you know, our attorney never called the other guy his brother.
Brother.
Just a weird thing, right? So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We were talking about Bitcoin regulations, and you've got another money-related story, Daryl.
I do, and this actually comes from Russia. And it would be really interesting to see if somebody would try this in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. This is amazing what you're about to tell us.
A Russian man who decided to write his own small print in a credit card contract has had those changes held up in court. He's now suing the country's leading online bank for more than 24 million rubles, or approximately $727,000 in compensation. Disappointed by the terms of the unsolicited offer for a credit card from Tinkoff Credit Systems in 2008, the 42-year-old Dmitry Agarkov from the city of Voronezh decided to handwrite his own credit terms. The trick was that Agarkov simply scanned the bank's document and amended the small print with his own terms.
Well, he didn't handwrite it. He put it in text form, right?
Right. I don't know why it says hand-wrote, but he came up with his own terms. He opted for a 0% interest rate and no fees, adding that the customer, quote, is not obligated to pay any fees and charges imposed by bank tariffs, end quote. The bank, however, did not read the amendments it signed and certified the document, as well as sent the man a credit card. Under the agreement, the bank okayed to provide unlimited credit.
The bank's lucky that's all the terms was a 0% no fee.
Hold on. No, it gets better.
Okay.
For Dmitry. According to his lawyer, that statement was according to the lawyer. The opened credit line was unlimited. He could have afforded to buy an island somewhere in Malaysia, and the bank would have had to pay for it by law.
Oh, wow.
Agarkov also changed the URL of the site where the terms and conditions were published online and hedged against the bank's breaking of the contract. For each unilateral change in the terms provided in the agreement, the bank would be asked to pay the customer 3 million rubles, or $91,000, or a cancellation fee of 6 million rubles, $182,000.
However, for unilateral changes, does that mean when the bank just changes
the
terms?
Decided to change the terms, they would be imposed fees.
He could have removed the term that says the bank could change the terms, though, right?
Yeah, but it's better to get the fees.
I see what you're saying.
Please change
my
terms.
Saying, you can't change these terms without my permission.
Yep.
If you do, here's the fees. Here's the penalties. 2 years after he got the card, the bank decided to terminate Agarkov's credit card because of an overdue payment. In 2012, the bank sued Agarkov for 45,000 rubles, which is equivalent to $1,363, an amount that included the remaining balance, fees, and late payment charges, which violated the actual agreement. The court decided that the agreement Agarkov crafted was valid and required him to settle only the balance of 19,000 rubles, just under $600. The bankers had to admit the mistake, says Agarkov's representative, Dmitry Mikhailovich. They signed the documents without looking. They said what usually the borrowers say in court, we have not read it. Despite this victory, Agarkov decided to sue Tinkoff Credit Systems for fines of 24 million rubles or the 727,000 U.S. dollars.
Because it was illegal for them to cancel the agreement.
For not honoring the terms of the agreement and the decision to terminate the contract without paying the 6 million ruble fee. Oleg Tinkoff, who is the founder of the bank, tweeted, our lawyers think he is going to not get 24 million, but really 4 years in prison for fraud. Now it's matter of principle for TCS Bank. And going another tweet, we don't have small print. Everything is clear and transparent. Try to open card, then we'll talk. Stealing is sin. In my opinion, of course, not all in Russia think so.
He didn't steal anything, this guy. I mean, he made a deal. Now, you could argue that it's not a legitimate contract if the other side doesn't understand the terms.
That would make every credit card owned by anybody in the world illegitimate because nobody reads all of the credit card terms and conditions.
Yeah, I think it's I think to some extent it's kind of like turnabout is fair play.
Oh yeah, it totally is.
I don't think that this
is cool
or the right thing to do.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Contracts should involve negotiation.
I don't think so.
Here's what I'm offering, and Daryl says
they don't need to.
No, you know,
offer enough contracts to enough people, I don't think that I need to negotiate with every single one of them. That's not the level of customer service I'm providing there. I'm saying here's the deal, come and get it. It is what we call the price cost model or something like that. I may be a little off on that. There's nothing unusual or wrong with that. Do I think banks change terms unilaterally and it screws people? Sure, they do.
All corporations
but
do.
I think the worst things they do is things like signing deeds and stuff like that with robo-signers.
This is a great case. The dude owned them and they deserved it.
I don't think it proves anything about court in the United States, though. I don't think you can just go ahead.
Someone should try it, though.
I think this worked once. Be my guess.
Someone should try it again, though.
All right, go right ahead.
Out of time for tonight, though. We'll see you tomorrow. Look online for details, freetalklive.com, grab archives, etc.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.